Hong Kong is a tourist's paradise. It's a city famous for world-class shopping, buzzing nightlife, and fabulous restaurants. It also has a reputation for safety. But for the last 3 months, it hasn't felt like that. Since June, Hong Kong has been in turmoil. Its streets have been flooded with anti-government protesters, and violence and chaos have followed. Its public transport systems have been paralysed, and its airport, one of the biggest aviation hubs in the world, has been forced to cancel hundreds of flights. Perhaps none of Hong Kong's core business sectors has been hit harder than tourism, an industry that employs more than 250,000 people. Some of the statistics are staggering. Tourist arrivals in Hong Kong are down at least 30% since June, with that number expected to increase. Meanwhile, tourist arrivals from Chinese mainland have dropped nearly 50% in August. Michael Cheng, founder of Hong Kong Free Tours, says his business is taking a hit.
So for the month of June and July, our business is actually flat compared to last year. But for August, our business is down around 20 to 30%. But compared to some of our friends in the industry where they serve more Chinese tourists, those players in the market are probably down, I would say, 70 to even 90%.
And what changes are you making to adapt?
Well, because of the type of the tour that we do, we actually are here to educate people more. So we find this time is even more important to tell our guests the story of what happened to Hong Kong. So because of that, we feel that we even more would need to invest more in the future of our business.
Hong Kong is of course famous for its vibrant and exciting nightlife, with a seemingly endless supply of bars and restaurants, which are huge drivers of the local economy. Live music and performance too are synonymous with Hong Kong. Los Angeles-based singer Nicole Claspel, after a tour in the USA and shows in Las Vegas, is performing at a five-star hotel in the heart of central Hong Kong.
There has been a noticeable drop-off in patronage and people coming out. And hotel occupancy, I think, all around Hong Kong has been down 50%, even as low as down to 30% occupancy this past week. So there will be times midweek and even on the weekends when we're expecting our biggest crowds, where I'll be singing for maybe a handful of people, four or five people.
Tourism generates $17 billion US for Hong Kong's GDP. If the protest and unrest continues, there's no question that figure will drop. For CRI, this is Eugene Benson.